What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday at this hour, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, encompassing 10 counties and city of Pittsburgh. Rich, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, Larry. Lots going on, as usual.
Let's start at the airport, because you were just there again, and you're saying they're making major progress.
Yeah, I think the report this morning, and they were 92, 93%, and it looks absolutely beautiful. The roof, the structure, they had a future travel enterprise last conference hosted last night. And that's a conglomeration of airline industry and robotics industry. And nothing exemplifies it more than us in Pittsburgh with all the great robotics industries that we have. It's really going to be something when it opens up.
Your alma mater, CMU, intricately involved.
Very intricately involved. And there's a company out there doing some groundbreaking robotics luggage handling. One of the great things at the airport people are going to love is your bags are going to beat you to the baggage carousel. You won't be standing there waiting. Those 8 miles of baggage are going away, so it'll be quicker. I heard Paul mentioning, a couple things that'll be important. You'll be so much closer to your gate,
right?
Whether you park your car, whether you get dropped off by a loved one or Uber, whatever it might be, and then the lines through TSA will be quicker. So the passenger experience at the Pittsburgher experiences will be so much more. In addition to all of the innovation that airport is known for. The microgrid. I mean, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, half this region was without power. Well, one place that wasn't without power was the airport, because they produced their own energy and weren't relying on the grid the way most of us are.
Boy, I didn't even think about that element of it. And that said, I think a lot of people have trouble seeing this, how this was built while they continued record air travel operations in the process.
They were breaking records. Used to get 5 or 6 million local passengers that would fly through. We're now up to maybe 10 million passengers. Again, broke records every month last year during the summer while this was going on. And the fact that they're able to build a new airport while continuing to run the new airport is something. One thing to keep in mind, the airside part of the airport, the X part that we talk about, the A, B, C, and
right,
D, that hasn't changed much, nor will it during this construction. It was all on the land side, where you go through ticketing, you go through TSA, you take the train, you check your bags. All those are the things that have really, where you park, all those are the things that are being done differently, because when it was built 30-some years ago, the Pittsburgher wasn't considered, because it was all about the hub. It was all about U.S. Right. Airways headquarters hub. We're now building this airport for the Pittsburgher. And by the way, none of this would happen without the gas. Gas has made all, the natural gas, the Marcellus Shale, has made all of this possible. None of this, the airline industry, the flights to London, the flights to the West Coast, the flights to Seattle. None of this would be happening without the Marcellus Shale that started, you know, about 12 years ago.
Looking forward to the next phase, which will be the opening sometime after the summer. And that said, big news for Penn State. First of all, Penn State, I'm sure you have 8 children. They all went to Penn State, so you have a vested interest in the family. But these closures of some of the satellite campuses because of the economics of it, and it looks like Fayette County, also New Kensington and then Shenango nearby to the north are on that list.
Yeah, it's going to hit these communities hard. Obviously, there's so much change going on in higher education, cost, the budgetary implications. We've seen it with the Peachy Systems, the Penn West, the Clarions, the Californias, et cetera. And yes, 3 towns that I think probably, you know, don't need this to have happen. Fayette County, Penn State Fayette, it's going to really hit the Uniontown area hard. Sharon, Pennsylvania, Penn State Shenango, as you mentioned, they lost a hospital recently. Now they're going to lose a branch. Maybe. I mean, it's not official yet, but that is the recommendation by the committee. And then Penn State, New Kensington. I heard you yesterday with Dawn Smith talking about some of the things. New Ken coming back with some manufacturing, the old Alcoa plant. So there's a good thing going on in New Ken. And then if this comes about with losing the branch campus, these are never good for communities.
That said, I know we're going to talk in the next half hour about some bike trails, and you are somebody who actually utilizes them yourself.
I still do. I mean, you get to a certain age, there's not many things you can do athletically, but riding a bike is one of those non-impactful things. You could take your time. It's like going on a nice long walk. And one of the things we've been able to do in this community is use that American Rescue Plan money that we were given by the federal government a number of years ago. And we put a lot of it into building trails, using one-time revenues as opposed to like ongoing revenues and putting programs in place. And we're going to hear from Courtney Mahonik-Visa from Friends of the Riverfront. She's also the president of the Pittsburgh to Erie Trail Group. And Friends of the Riverfront has been really, over the years, building a lot of trails. And she's going to talk about some of the new ones that are going to be available this summer as we head into riding season.
More coming up with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. When I ask him about the Steelers. We continue our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. A lot of talk this week with the draft clock being unveiled right there between Acrisure Stadium and the river. You were there.
It was an interesting thing to see. And again, these are one of those things that transcend one administration to another. I kind of began this when I was in office, and County Executive Inamorata has taken the ball and continued it and got it across the goal line with the mayor and the Visit Pittsburgh and a whole lot of partners. But none of this happens without, obviously, the Rooneys and the Rooney reputation within the National Football League. I think the NFL realized that, hey, it's time for the Rooney and the Steeler nation to host an NFL draft. And I think Art and the team, Dan, they spent a lot of time lobbying, and they got some good help with the governor. Governor Shapiro kind of also came to the fore and wanted to see this happen. So this was literally a team effort. And, you know, when you heard Art Rooney say the other day that he may buy a boat.
He's never owned a boat. I found that interesting. Yeah, Art Rooney II.
His dad owned a plane, right?
Yes, he did. Several over his career. I think the late Ambassador Rooney and his wife Patricia would be loving all of this.
Absolutely.
With the draft. And, of course, officially announced yesterday morning that the Steelers' game date, September 28th in Dublin, Ireland, as the home team, hosting the Minnesota Vikings is official now.
It's finally official. You had this. You had some good sources, Larry. Knowing
apparently
this is going to happen. You must know some people.
If they could tell me who's going to win, that would be even better. That said, tonight is the NFL's schedule reveal for the entire season. They've been leaking games. They leaked all the international games yesterday. But this is fascinating because the NFL has turned this into, I mean, it's a must-watch. If you're a fan, you want to know.
Is there any day in the calendar of the year that the NFL is not in the news. I mean, they are just the best at, whether it's the draft, whether it's around here, the Aaron Rodgers story or the schedule. They have a good way of staying in the news and staying current. So we can't wait to see opening game. How many Sunday night games will the Steelers have? Will they get unfairly scheduled again and with games stacked up against each other and not having enough time to rest?
Last year was, I think, the toughest schedule maybe ever because they had three NFL games in 10 days against top-tier teams, including the Chiefs on Christmas, where, you know, they end up in the Super Bowl again. That's the caliber of teams. So here's the home opponents. We know Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland are always part of that because we're in our
the
division.
Central,
the NFL other ones are Buffalo, Green Bay, Indianapolis, Miami, and Seattle. And one of those games, Minnesota, in Dublin. And then they're going to be on the road for Chicago, Detroit, L.A., Boston, and then Jets at the Meadowlands.
It seems to be a tougher schedule than we had last year. That would be just looking at it. I mean, Green Bay, Buffalo, some of those teams that the Lions. Yeah, you've got some pretty significant teams that we're going to be, in addition to the ones in our own division.
Well, keep in mind, until we hit that really hard stretch last year, the Steelers were 10-3.
Oh, yeah.
things were rolling. Pitt was 7-0. And all these other, it just, we had a bad half end of the last part of the season.
We did well in the nice weather in the fall. And then when, after Thanksgiving and the weather turned, the fortunes turned as well.
Do you have any insight onto who the Steelers quarterback is it going to be?
I thought you were going to, I think you were giving us good indication with where the Pirates were going. You give us good insight. So I'd listen to you and hear what you have to say.
Well, we joked because they had suggested over this past weekend that Aaron Rodgers joined Neville Wood, which turned out to be not true, according to the president of Neville Wood. And then people started putting on social media, hey, Aaron Rodgers, is John Eagle signing up for fuel perks? And I showed him all around the city.
Even Marty Griffin got into the yak saying,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He saw him walking around Osage Street, which is in Mount Lebanon. So I don't know. The Aaron Rodgers side. Where's Waldo? Like, where's Waldo? Where's Aaron?
Well, based on, you know, that someone said he's the new bench coach for the Pirates working with Don Kelly, who is also a story in and of himself.
And another Mount Lebanon guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And good for Don Kelly, born in Butler, raised in Mount Lebanon. Played at Point Park University. He's about as Pittsburgh as it gets.
Yes, he is. He is. So maybe Aaron Rodgers can bat fourth in the left. He can't play quarterback. Maybe he can be the designated hitter.
Well, based on what happened in Rome last week, I suggested the Rooneys put up a chimney at Acrisure, and when gold smoke comes out, that'll mean that Aaron Rodgers is in.
I like that.
That said, while we're kind of on a theme the Roberto Clemente Museum, and Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
How about Pearl Jam being involved? And I don't know if he has a Pittsburgh connection. I couldn't see anywhere that he did, but apparently contributed significantly to keeping the museum open during some, I guess, some tough time during COVID. And Dwayne Reeder credits him for, you know, coming through and helping out. He loved Clemente, I guess, was a young boy when Clemente tragically died on New Year's Eve. And all these years later, he's putting money into the Clemente Museum. Who knew?
You see him on a concert recently wearing a 21 T-shirt as a tribute to Roberto Clemente, which is amazing.
It really is.
And that said, they recently revealed where home plate was at Three Rivers is right there on the North Shore.
Exactly, yeah.
And where he got his first major league hit on the exact day in April. It was kind of a moment in history. Just feet from where Franco caught the immaculate reception, which they also have memorialized there. So if you go to the North Shore, you can see the new clock behind the stadium, but there's a whole lot of other things that are right there and you maybe don't notice them. You just kind of walk by.
Well, we have so much sports history going back a century. Again, the Steelers being one of the oldest franchises in the NFL. Obviously, the Pirates going back to the late 1800s. Honus Wagner at, you know, Forbes Field and all the history there. And, to memorialize that is really something. And I think when out-of-town fans come here to visit, and a lot of them come to see their team and go to the most beautiful ballpark in America, PNC Park, they love to see some of that history. Another big part of our history, baseball history, is the Homestead Grays and the Pittsburgh Crawfords. And when you go across the Grays Bridge, those banners that show Josh Gibson and Cool Papa That's Bell cool. and Satchel Paige, there's a lot of history here in this region.
And Dwayne Reeder, who operates the Roberto Clemente Museum, which is in an old firehouse right there in Lawrenceville, his father-in-law was Bob Kudzma, the meteorologist that I worked with at KDK-TV. Is that Pittsburgh or what?
It goes around and comes around.
First time I met him down there, he goes, "You know my father-in-law." I'm like, "Okay, it could be anybody, right?" He goes, "Bob Kudzma." I go, "Bob Kudzma trained me." "Yeah, here's my AccuWeather forecast.
Fix the weather good," I think, is that commercial
weather,
step.
Kudzma. Well, Larry Richard with our weekly Wednesday guest in our 7 o'clock hour, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, and always introducing us to new people around the region, which we appreciate and enjoy. And in this case, it's really about a great leisure project that you personally have done this for a long time, and that's ride the trails.
One of the things that we see in this region that over the last couple of decades that has really enhanced the quality of life and attracts people to this region are the beautiful trails, the biking trails that up and down our rivers and in many of our communities. And one of the groups that has really piloted that and really been spearheading that is Friends of the Riverfront. And we have with us today is Courtney Moronich Vita, who is with the Friends of the Riverfront. And she's also the president of the Pittsburgh to Erie Trail that is, you know, being under construction as we try to go on. And we want to have Courtney on to talk about some of the new trails that people will be able to experience this year that her and her team have been working on. So, Courtney, welcome, and fill us in on what you guys are up to these days.
Yeah, hi. Thank you guys so much for having me on this morning. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the trail community coming up, and it's really exciting. I know everyone loves when new trails start to open. So I wanted to talk about two trail projects that are about to start, that are going to be opening this summer. First, in Allegheny County, we have the Bracken Ridge portion of the Three Rivers Heritage Trail that's going to be opening in July of this year. It's a half a mile section along the Allegheny River in the upper Allegheny Valley, and it's a beautiful section of trail. And I really want to give a shout out to the borough of Bracken Ridge. We've been working with them for almost 9 years on this segment of trail. So I just want to emphasize how long it takes to build these things. So it's going to be really great. Another section is going to be opening a little bit further up the Allegheny River as part of the Erie to Pittsburgh. It's rich, and I'm the president of Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. I'm really excited about is a new section of the Allegheny River Trail in Clarion County. They're going to be, they're opening a rehab section of the Ritchie Run Bridge, and they're adding about 700 feet to continue to close the gap between Emlinton and Foxburg. So that section you'll be able to get on in Foxburg. You can go to, down to Parker and go up onto this new section as well. It's going to be really, really exciting. And I know some of these sections seem small, but, you know, every foot counts, every mile counts when we're trying to close these large trail gaps. But I do want to give one other shout out to our water trail users. We do have opening on June 1st. Verona is off, opening a new accessible dock. So this is great for novice users, new paddlers, people that have physical disabilities. So we really ask everyone to come out and to help celebrate that.
That'll be an exciting time. And as you said, Courtney,
yeah.
These trails don't happen overnight. It's a lot of work.
No.
Whether it's property acquisition, whether it's getting permission from like our friends at the railroad or other you know, municipal, I don't want to say obstacles, but challenges that you have to go through.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the construction and maintenance of what happens. And, you know, so much of these trails are volunteer-led, like your organization. And you guys are always
Absolutely.
Improving our riverfronts, our waterways, the trails. And, you know, I think people should, you know, give a great shout-out to the Friends of the Riverfront in the work that you do. On the Pittsburgh to Erie, because you've been so involved with that, lobbying all the folks
Absolutely.
All the way on up, and we've been working on that for some time. Tell us where we are on that. How much of that is done, and what percentage is done, and where are some of the obstacles coming down the road?
Yeah, so the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, once completed, should be about 270 miles from the Bicentennial Tower up in Erie all the way down to the point in Pittsburgh. So we are about a little over 73% to 74% completed, which is really exciting. So we are kind of at that last, you know, a little bit of a challenging sections of the 25% to 26% that we need to complete. But some of the challenges we have coming up, a lot is, you know, right-of-way acquisition. So we are working diligently with our private landowner partners, specifically the railroads in the region. So that's some of the biggest gaps we have right now is with the railroads. But we are having really positive conversations, and we're really hopeful that that will get completed. We also are, you know, I want to give a shout out to Oil Creek State Park. They're putting in some for some federal dollars this year to help close the gap within the state park up there. So we're really making progress. There's a lot of work being done. The Alliance has been going since 2008, and we're really, you know, dedicated to getting this section done. And like you said, we've been really lobbying with all of our federal legislators, state legislators, to keep investing in this trail, because we know that once it's completed, we're going to see a huge economic boom for Western Pennsylvania.
The Director of Trail Development and Government Relations, Courtney Maranovich-Vida. Great stuff. Thanks for the time this morning. Courtney.
Thanks,
Courtney, and we will see you on the trail. Thank you.
At News Desk, Penn State's board is recommending the closure of 7 branch campuses, including New Kensington, Fayette, and Chenango. That would be after the 2026-27 spring semester.
And it's not final yet, right, Rich? But it will, if it comes to fruition, really challenge those communities.
The committee made a recommendation that will go to the board of trustees, and I guess they're going to be voting, I believe, in the next few weeks on that finally.
Yeah, the board pushed back. They didn't like that the word got out. MLB commissioner reinstating Pete Rose and shoeless Joe Jackson, which makes them eligible for the Hall of Fame. And USA Today's baseball columnist Bob Nightingale says,
I don't think it's a good decision. I really don't.
I forget. Why did Joe not have shoes? That was my question. Why was he shoeless?
Yeah, what is the story behind shoeless Joe Jackson?
There'll be a lot of talk, Rich, about Pete Rose going in.
I guess we'll never be done debating that one,
no.
Will we? Hey, the Steelers' full regular season schedule will be released tonight by the NFL on what amounts to a prime time deal.
And I think Larry knows it already, and he's just not telling us because he seems to know what's going on. He's
in
the
know. Let me just say there'll be a blockbuster home opener. But
he does hang around with the Steelers staff now.
Paul,
you know.
Can't you get that information out of him as a good reporter? You're able to get that information.
I've been working with Larry for 20 years, Rich, and I still haven't succeeded.
Rich, you see the sign in the newsroom, the no tasing zone. So they are playing in Ireland against the Vikings. We found that out almost 24 hours ago on September 28th. So,
but who's going to be the quarterback?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.